Good morning and welcome to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you along for our discussion this morning. It's a Thursday morning, and I want to just give a tip of the hat this morning and say hello to our friends in Melville. It's a busy place. Melville's a busy place right now. Saskatchewan Men's and Women's Provincial Curling Championships underway this week in Melville. So the Sasktel Tankard and the Bungie Prairie Pinnacle, which is the women's championship, are both happening at the CN Community Center in Melville. Saskatchewan, of course, will be represented by the winners at both the Montana's Brier and Scotty's Tournament of Hearts, respectively, over the next little while. And while we're giving a shout-out to community, Moose Jaw is abuzz with football players right now at the Great Yara Center in Moose Jaw. The Sask Selects football. We had them on the show last year. We were talking a little bit about this big battle on the prairies that they do in Moose Jaw. They bring in well over 1,000 football players. So extrapolate that out now with family members and supporters and friends. It's a lot of people in Moose Jaw, and I would say by extension, probably in Regina as well. And teams come from all over Canada, all over the United States, even Mexico. Remember last year we had some players, they'd never seen snow before. They are not getting a true representation of a Saskatchewan winter right now. They're coming into Saskatchewan going, this is pretty nice. We can make a snowman. We can have some fun. Give them a 35 degree below zero day. And maybe a little bit of a different perspective. But anyway, Moose Jaw and Melville, both busy, busy places over the next few days. That's for sure. Well, we are going to go into open lines, so that's going to come up just a little bit later on. But I wanted to check in on this story. The federal NDP is in the midst of a leadership race, and one of the candidates is actually spending a little bit of time in Saskatchewan this week, meeting with party members across the province. Heather McPherson is an Edmonton MP. She is seeking to become the next leader of the federal New Democrats. We've had Heather McPherson on this program before. She's talking about the need to reconnect with grassroots supporters, particularly in places like the prairies. And so she's in Saskatchewan. We figured this would be a good time to get Heather on the show. Heather McPherson, NDP federal leadership candidate and Edmonton Strathcona MP, joins us by phone. Heather, thanks so much for taking the call.
Oh, Evan, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So let me ask you two quick kind of introductory questions. Number one, in a nutshell, what do you submit was the downfall for your party in that last election?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, obviously the election in April was devastating for New Democrats. And I think there's a couple things. I think one of those things is this election was one of those ones where people were trying to vote for something they didn't want instead of something they wanted. You know, folks were terrified of Donald Trump, what he would mean to our economy. But people were also afraid of Pierre Poilievre. They were afraid of what he was proposing. He is an angry, sort of mean-spirited person. I don't think a lot of Canadians felt they wanted him as their leader. So then all of a sudden people were voting out of fear. So that's part of it. But for us, I think we have to take responsibility for the fact that we stopped talking to folks about the things that are most important to them. You know, we need to be reaching out to Canadians and talking to them about those issues that are most important to them. And that's got to be on affordability, on housing, on healthcare. You know, the things that New Democrats have always been known for, those are the things we need to connect with people on. And I don't think we did very well in the last election. I think that has to change.
I'm curious to know, Heather, the strategy going forward, because we've seen some what I'm going to call political lane blurring over the last little while. We saw some unions coming out supporting the Conservatives on affordability issues. We've now got a new Liberal government with a new leader that I would suggest has moved the needle a little bit politically for the Liberal Party. So what is the strategy for you, in your mind, for the federal NDP? What needs to happen to rebuild this party?
Yeah. Listen, the Liberal Party under Mark Carney has done more than just move the needle. Like, there is a reason that Conservatives feel comfortable walking across the floor and joining this version of the Liberal Party. For all intents and purposes, this is a Conservative government. You know, some of the legislation that Mark Carney has brought forth has in fact been, it's why the Conservatives are voting with the government on this legislation. It is, you know, Bill C-5, for example, is very much right out of the Conservative playbook. So for the New Democrats, I mean, that's why it's so important we rebuild our party. It's urgent. We have to do it quickly because there is no There is no one taking up that space on the progressive side. There's nobody fighting for those things that are so important for Canadians. You know, in Alberta, as an Albertan, I saw Danielle Smith make the biggest attack on our public health care system since Tommy Douglas and the NDP brought in Medicare. And this week, Scott Moe is talking about following in her footsteps. I mean, he follows in her footsteps in a lot of things. But the fact that our health care system is under attack, and the federal government has an obligation with the Canada Health Act, and Mark Carney has said nothing, is a real problem. I mean, that's why we need the New Democrats. That's the space that the New Democrats need to be in, and that's where we need to be fighting.
So, I think my next curious question, Heather, we're chatting today with Heather McPherson, who has thrown her name in to be the leader of the federal NDP, is you are in a province, and I don't need to tell you this, that is very blue when it comes to federal politics. And so when you talk about whether it's the Conservative Party of Canada or a Liberal government that governs to a more conservative style, what do you need to do to drum up support in our province?
So let me tell you, you know, yes, right now we have a conservative government in Saskatchewan and in Alberta, but we also have massive opposition parties. The New Democrats under Carla Beck, under Nahed Menchi, are the biggest opposition parties that we've seen in a long time. And those NDP provincial parties are poised to be the next government. And I think that's really important to build on. But I also think it's important to recognize, you know, when you look at the NDP membership across this country, you know, the most members in the NDP are in Alberta and Saskatchewan. That's our base. This is where our party came from. So the fact that I am from the prairies, the fact that I have been able to win for three elections, the fact that I've been able to beat conservatives in Alberta, and, you know, that model, that Edmonton Strathcona model that we used, that's what I want to take across Alberta, across Saskatchewan, but frankly, across Canada. That's how we get more New Democrats elected. And you know, I believe at my core that when New Democrats are elected, we hold the government to account. We make sure they deliver on the promises they make to Canadians. And we get things for Canadians. You know, in this last parliament, think about the dental care program. 6 million Canadians have seen a dentist that didn't have the access to a dentist before because of New Democrats.
So on the, you know, I'm thinking about your statement about the growth of the NDP in our province, and certainly we saw that they gained a number of seats in the last election for sure. However, I would point out, and this isn't news to you, I would suggest the Saskatchewan NDP were fairly disenfranchised with the federal NDP party. I know Carla Beck had some very strongly worded conversations and letters written to Jagmeet Singh on a number of issues. So what, talk about that relationship.
Yeah, and I think that relationship was bad. And I think that's one of my goals. That's one of my priorities. You know, when I was elected in 2019, my riding is the same riding as Rachel Notley. And Rachel Notley was, of course, the leader of the Alberta NDP at the time. She wasn't sure she was going to be able to vote for the federal NDP. You know, the relationship had been broken. The relationship was so damaged. And when I got elected, that was one of my key goals, was to rebuild that relationship. And then fast forward to 2025, when I launched my leadership campaign, Rachel Notley stood beside me and has endorsed me and has been on my leadership team the entire time. So, you know, we can rebuild those relationships. The provincial parties are very successful across this country. You know, we are government in two provinces. We are official opposition in four provinces, huge oppositions in Alberta and Saskatchewan. So there is the opportunity to work together. I mean, it's one of my concerns with some of the other candidates, is we know some of the other candidates have caused problems for the provincial parties. That's not my goal. My goal is to build, to work together, to work on those things that, you know, 99% of the things that we all agree on, and to keep those channels of communication open. I think it's vital.
Heather, I appreciate you checking in with us during your stop in our province, and we'll obviously be following closely the leadership race. What are the dates? What are the deadlines again? When is this decision going to be made?
Yeah, so you have to buy or renew your membership by January 28th. And then voting starts in March, and people can do that online. They can do that at the convention. And then the decision will be made in Winnipeg on the 29th of March. So it's a bit of a long race, but folks should get a membership so that they can play a role. And, you know, I love being in Saskatchewan, so I'm sure I'll be back. Thanks for having me on, Evan.
Thanks, Heather. Appreciate you checking in with us. Heather McPherson is one of a number of people running to become the leader of the federal NDP. She is a NDP MP from Edmonton Strathcona. As I mentioned, you know, I would suggest at this date and time, maybe it's an uphill battle to garner enough votes to have an MP for the NDP in our province. We've certainly not seen, not that we haven't historically had NDP MPs. Obviously, we've had, you know, I think about John Solomon. I think about, there's been a number of long-term MPs from our province that have been representatives of the federal NDP, but not in recent years. And, you know, maybe I'm judging based on the feedback and the conversations I have on the show, but over the last number of years, there's been some frustration federally. So it will be very interesting to see how things play out here over the next little while. Okay, we're going to take our break. I clearly got under the skin of a few people with my comments about this Minneapolis shooting. So if you didn't like what I said earlier in the show, you're going to hate what I say when we come back, because I'm going to talk about this shooting and I'm going to open up phone lines and I'm happy to hear your thoughts on it as well. I don't profess to know every single aspect of this situation, but what I do know and what I have seen based on my years as a police officer, I hate what I'm seeing. I do not like this. This does not look like an appropriate level of force based on a number of circumstances. So we'll talk about it when we come back. We'll open up the lines to hear from you, and I suspect we'll have a great conversation. That's what we do here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.